Don't go away. We're talking all about philanthropy on a monthly basis. Those on behalf of YNPN doing their thing and, well, making sure that dollars are spent in the community and elsewhere when it comes to giving. Let's talk on the happenings with YNPN board co-chair Nika Kuschmeyer. Good morning to you, Nika.
Good morning, Shelley.
Autumn Hubbard, YNPN secretary. Good things you do, Autumn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind me of your day job.
I am the annual fund manager at Grand Rapids Civic Theater.
Nika?
I am the volunteer and special events manager at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids.
So you're both involved in the nonprofit world.
Yes.
There's the credibility. All right. All right. YNPNGR, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so we are a network of young nonprofit individuals who work all throughout the sector in the greater Grand Rapids area. And we have a membership model where individuals pay for a yearly membership and they're able to gain all of our services. So whether that is happy hours when we chat about what's going on at work, different professional development opportunities. We also have lunch and learns and we bring in experts in different fields of the nonprofit sector and they give us their expertise. We also did a mentorship program last year that went really well. So we have a bunch of different tools and resources for the young nonprofit individual.
And isn't this part of a national organization when that is why you are YNPNGR?
Absolutely, yes. So we are one of about 45 to 50 chapters across the nation, and we have a YNPN of just YNPN who we kind of give, we get and give resources to. And they help us kind of guide our mission and where we're going.
So here we are, this brand new year. What's on the horizon? What do we expect to see from YNPN Grand Rapids this year, Autumn? Bigger and better?
Bigger and better than ever. So last year was our 10th year. So this year, you can only go up from the 10th year. So we'll have some great programming coming up. Our first event will be in February, and we're going to do a fun happy hour speed networking for young nonprofit professionals to get together. So details on that can be found on our Facebook page a little bit later this month, but just keep your eyes open for that. So, additional programming. We'll have our Leadership Awards coming back in November, and that's where we get a chance to really highlight the amazing work that our young nonprofit professionals are doing in the community and doing on behalf of the nonprofit sector. So we'll have that, and just throughout the year, more programming options, more opportunities to learn about how to get engaged in your community, how to engage your volunteers if you work for a nonprofit or volunteer for a nonprofit. So lots of education coming up. It's not just for nonprofit professionals. So if you're interested in the nonprofit sector, if you're a very avid volunteer, our programming is beneficial for you, and we hope you'll come out as well.
Nika, putting you on the spot, how'd you get involved in YNPN here?
I got involved, I think it's been about like 3 years ago now. I had just graduated from Grand Valley, was looking for different ways to get involved in the nonprofit space. And I heard of YNPN, I think through a friend. And she was like, just come kind of hang out. So I joined the board as a member at large, really dove right in. Helped with our conference a few years ago, and then just stayed on board from there. So I went from a member at large to a co-chair, and this would be my final year as co-chair.
Okay, those term limits. How about you, Autumn? What brought you to the rank of secretary?
Yeah, YNPN was actually recommended to me by a number of people that I looked up to in the sector. After I graduated from the graduate school at Grand Valley, I was asking them, you know, what's the best way to get involved in the community? And they all pointed to YNPN, and I just saw it as it's an amazing resource to learn more. Professional development is usually the first budget line to get cut in a nonprofit if it was ever there in the first place. So if you want to continue to learn and improve your skill set, it's an amazing resource for that, as well as for meeting other young nonprofit professionals who you're going to be working with for the rest of your career. So it's great to start those relationships now.
Obviously, before I ask how to get involved or learn more with your organization, let's each have you give a somewhat of an elevator pitch or what's happening underneath your leadership at work, Autumn.
So I help with the board kind of in general as secretary. This is the start of my fourth year on the board, so just sharing that experience. But we do have some open board positions, but most importantly, we do have a lot of committee positions. So if you know a collegiate student who is interested in the nonprofit sector and looking to grow their skill sets in either marketing, fund development, helping to plan our educational programming, or learning fundraising, we have committee opportunities for them.
Great. Nika?
Yeah, just to echo what Autumn said, we always have those committee openings. And then kind of what to turn a little bit, give myself a little plug on what's happening at Boys and Girls Club. We have our Youth of the Year luncheon coming up. So that is our major teen program that we have where we highlight a few teens in our club who are doing awesome things in the community. And then we have a local panel of judges who will choose a winner for that. And we'll have that luncheon on March 1.
The Civic, you're still presenting a pretty cool show, aren't you?
Yes, very cool. We have All the Way. This is the last week, so performances Wednesday through Sunday. It's an amazing story about the passage of the Civil Rights Act, very timely for what's going on in America right now, and just incredible performances by people who care so passionately about this story.
Great. All right, how do we find out more information about YNP in Grand Rapids?
You can check out our Facebook page. Every single Monday, you'll notice, too, we've been doing a Jobs Monday. So anyone looking to expand in their career, that is a great resource for us. Also, we have an email. We have a monthly newsletter that goes out. Like I said, our Facebook page, our website, we're kind of all over the place.
As you should be. That's what you do. Nika Kushmeyer and Autumn Hubbard, on behalf of your leadership with YNP and Grand Rapids, congratulations, and we'll speak again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.